Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Sandy Van Camp with Hunt Real Estate ERA in Canandaigua, New York. Last year, she closed 100 transactions with a total sales volume of $14 million. Her average sales price was $145,000, of which 48% were buyers and 52% were sellers. She has a 5-member team, 3 part-time buyer agents, 1 project manager, and 1 team leader. Sandy Van Camp is the team leader of Van Camp Realty. She has been an agent for 14 years. In her best year, 2015, Sandy sold 132 homes worth $17 million. In this call, Sandy talks about how she got a quick start by asking a few more questions, her love of design and carpentry, how her retirement career with the goal of selling 1 to 2 homes per year exploded and quickly became a full-time job, why her production initially fell when she hired and trained her part-time buyer specialist, how she personally closed 120 transactions in her peak year, why this ex-accountant does not like making number goals or tracking her stats, working a rural market, why educating your clients is more important than selling, how to break into the relocation market, and a list of several providers, comparing the new breed of internet referral leads to the traditional relocation leads, naming a list of internet referral lead companies and how they operate, how to create word-of-mouth repeat and referral business from your past clients and sphere of influence, why she became a certified stager, scripts and role play for helping your seller stage their home for a quicker sell, team dynamics, compensation, profit margins, and more. Welcome to the call, Sandy.
Good morning.
Hey, Sandy, it's great to have you here. Sandy, before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
Initially, I started out as an accountant, and I became a senior accountant for Comstock Foods. And as you did a number of years ago, then I took 5 years off to help raise my children. Then I started working for a company in East Rochester. And all the time I actually did some design work for people, laying out their homes in different ways that their house might work better for them. Design has always been my passion. So I started doing the accounting work for a company in East Rochester called the Lobster Trap. And it was a Sunoco station. They really had 3 businesses that I was doing the accounting work for. It evolved into me designing logos for the Lobster Trap, which is now a flourishing business today with my logos on a restaurant and a truck. And I was there for 8 years doing the accounting work, and he started sending me across the country to trade shows for one of the products we actually represented, and that's what started getting me into sales. I realized that if you know your product, you can probably do a pretty good job at sales, and it expanded their business considerably. So then an offer came up for a wholesale graphic arts coordinator in a sign industry locally, and graphic arts was what was my passion, but never went after because of everybody said you're better off in math, so I went into the accounting field. So anyway, I applied for the job as a wholesale graphic arts coordinator, and I did not get the job, but they hired 2 of us, and I became a project manager for a national awning company that did backlit awnings for McDonald's, large-scale things, as well as residential. And I was there for 13 years. We merged with a major sign company. We became the largest sign company in the East, and I became their top salesman, the only woman for many years. Made signs of the Time magazine and spent my time working with people, coming up with designs. And because I could sketch and I could design, I quickly made it to the top in the sales arena. the company did end up going out of business, and in 2002, after a couple of days of crying and wondering what I was going to be doing, making six figures and figuring, what do I do next? Several sign companies flew me out to their companies offering me a job, but my family and my roots were here, so I declined to move, and I didn't want to work for the really small sign companies again. So that's when I decided to go into real estate, and that was in 2002. But sales and design was just definitely where I wanted to keep the rest of my career life, not accounting. So I started in real estate.
You came from the analytical side of the business, and you moved into the sales side of the business. That's really impressive. It sounds like you're multifaceted. Have you ever taken the DISC profile test, the DISC?
The sign company gave me one, and it told me I should be in sales and design. And I believe Hunt gave me one. I'm not sure the exact name for it, but it's an aptitude type. So I believe I've taken it a couple times, and I kind of am multifaceted because I use accounting a lot in my current job as well, justifying, because I work for H&R Block doing income tax as well when I was doing accounting. And I just find out that the more you know about everything, the better off you are at any job. So I basically use all of my education, and most of it was hands-on experience.
When you first got in the business that first year, 2002, did you have a fast start or a slow start?
I had an extremely fast start. I started the 1st of September, 2002, and I became the top listing agent by December of that same year.
Wow. Do you recall how many homes you either listed or sold that very first, what is that, 3 or 4 months there?
I have no idea. I'm not a numbers person when it comes to goal setting. I don't set goals. I'm anti everything everybody says I should be. I work hard. I try to know my product. And the numbers kind of just come as a result of caring and treating people the way I want to be treated.
Let me ask you this, because there are a lot of people listening who are brand new or newer into the business. How did you get that quick start? Why did you become the top lister within those first 3 to 4 months there?
I think a lot of it, I used to listen to the other people, because back in 2002, desk duty used to be really important. And I started working for a company that had a lot of call-ins. And I'd listen to the other agents, and when they answered the phone, they would say, sorry, it's closed, or it's under contract, goodbye. I tried to tell a lot of them, yes, it might be under contract, but, you know, I'll put your name on the list in case anything should happen to this deal. And in the meantime, maybe I can find you something else. And I would pretty much grab almost everybody that came in, because I took a few extra minutes to help them get to the next stage if it wasn't on the house that they called in on. I think desk duty back then was the biggest way to expand and grow quickly.
So it sounds like you were initially talking to these buyers on desk duty, yet you became the top lister. Were a lot of those buyers move-up buyers?
Yeah, it was a combination. Yeah, because many of them had to sell in order to buy. And as you interview them when they call in, and, oh, by the way, where are you living right now? Are you renting? Oh, no, I got to sell my house. So that would lead me into, you know, working with them to... Actually, I'm certified in staging now, but back then I would always help people get their house ready to sell, and pretty soon word of the mouth spread, and I became the go-to for making your house ready to go on the market.
Let's fast forward to today. How long have you been in the real estate business now?
Well, since 2002, so it'll be 15 years in August.
How many homes did you sell last year, and what was the sales volume?
Last year I sold 100 homes. It was $14.5 million last year.
What was your best year? How many homes did you sell that year, and what was the sales volume?
Okay, the year before was 132 homes, and it was $17.4 million. But I realized that I was doing almost all the work myself, and working 20-hour days, I realized I had to expand a team. Because it's just way too much work, and I made good money, but I didn't have any hours to spend for anything else.
There appears to be a drop between 2015 and 2016. You went from 132 homes sold to 100 homes sold. What happened there?
Well, a lot of it is when you add team members on, especially when they're new team members, there's a big learning curve. And you're handing out buyer leads that you may or may not have sold if you kept them. So you have to realize that sooner or later, hopefully the other agents will get up to speed. And, you know, hopefully that's my biggest drop, and will start increasing as the new buyer specialists become selling specialists.
So back in 2015, when you sold 132 homes, were you the only salesperson on the team?
Yeah, I had a couple other ones that were doing, they all had other full-time jobs, and they would do some nights and weekends. I don't know the actual volume that they had. I honestly couldn't tell you what their volume was, but I was definitely the majority of the salesperson at that point in time. But I was working to death.
If you were to estimate how many homes you think you might have sold that year by yourself, because people always ask me, what's the max you can sell by yourself? How many homes do you think you sold in 2015 that you were the agent either helping that buyer or that seller?
I'd say maybe 120. I don't know. It's probably unfair. I really, because most of them I have to mentor and go through the process of what do you say, how do you say it, how do you become a good representative. So even though I might not have been the actual agent, many times you actually are, only because you're trying to train them on how to become a good selling agent.
Over your entire career, how many homes do you think you sold, and what do you think the sales volume is?
According to the stats that my project manager put together, about 1,025 homes at $125 million.
Let's make sure that everybody knows where you are. Could you please tell us the city that you're in and where it's located?
Yes, my business location is at the head of Canandaigua Lake, which is one of the Finger Lakes that is located just south of the New York State Thruway.
Do you know what the population is there in Canandaigua?
I honestly do not. It tends to be more of a tourist type area, and it becomes a lot more active in the summer because it's one of the nicer, warmer lakes of the Finger Lakes. I have a very wide range because I tend to be 100% referral, or at least close to that. So if somebody calls me from Lake Ontario, which is probably an hour north or an hour south, I typically, you know, accommodate because people have cared to call me specifically to help them, and I go where the need is there.
I'm just trying to give people an idea. Is that a big town, a big city? Is it a small town? Is it a rural or is it an urban area? Could you describe the area a little bit to us?
Yeah, it's more of a rural area. The lake itself is like the values on the lake is likened to similar to Lake Tahoe, according to Forbes magazine a few years back. It's a growing area, but unlike Rochester, which is a larger city, we're probably one of the smallest ones and still called a city. Population is growing because of the desire to, number one, get out of the city itself, and the growth of different businesses around, such as Eastview Mall, which is an ever-expanding mall, probably 20 minutes west of Canandaigua Northwest, and new casinos are opening up all the time that are like 20-minute drives. So the area and the schools are rated high demand for the schools in the area. So it's growing, but not radically. Like I said, it still tends to be a more of a definite rural area, and the inside of the city is the traffic is getting kind of tense right now, because it's still very rural and not accommodating the traffic growth that's happening lately.
This audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.